This episode of Our Fair City is sponsored by Backblaze Online Backup. It's a simple way to back up all your movies, photos, music, videos, and all other data for just $5 a month. It's simple, and you can access all your data online from wherever you are. Try it absolutely free by going to backblaze.com/CPC. HeartLife NFP presents Tales from Albuquerque, funded by our loyal patrons at patreon.com/HeartLifeNFP. Thank you all so much for your support.
I do not understand.
It's just a thing people do. After a day of work, they go to a place and they drink.
Because the beverages are enjoyable?
Oh no, they taste like socks and burning.
Because they are nutritious?
One drink takes about a year off your life.
To enjoy the company of your fellow human.
Most folks I know like to drink alone.
I understand even less.
Look, people like to unwind by tossing back a bit of judgment-impairing poison and throwing darts around.
That is not a viable survival strategy.
Just do your naturalista thing and observe.
Yes, that is why I am here.
Welcome to Hell's Fire. What can I get you?
Water, please.
Tower filtered or raw?
Raw, please.
Are you sure? You don't know what might be up there. In the sky. Those clouds could be hiding anything.
I am sure.
Can't trust anything that don't taste like rusty pipes.
Speaking of, I'll have a big one, por favor.
Sorry, honey. We don't serve big ones no more.
What? Not serve big ones? But what about small ones?
Them neither.
But... You can't.
Mr. Von Hoggins, you are crying.
No, I'm not. I just got raw water in my eye.
Told you. Raw water is the worst. Here, wipe it out with this oily rag.
Thanks.
There, honey. We got a whole new menu here for you.
Potato wine, sour milk, corn beer.
Puzzling. We have not begun growing corn yet.
I might know where an open-minded individual can find a cob or two.
You're the Cornhusker?
One corn beer?
Yeah, I'll, yeah.
Take a seat at the fire. I'll have it up in a minute.
These seats taken.
Ah! Who sent you? Excuse me?
These seats, they taken?
Yes.
Right.
Mr. Von Hoggins, the young man said that the seat was taken.
I heard him.
Oh, this is a display of dominance, like when a male dog urinates on territory previously urinated on by another male dog. Mr. Von Hoggins, do you intend to urinate?
Better.
Here you go.
Cheers.
You know she makes that with spit.
Ah, gives it that personal touch.
Mr. Von Hoggins, when engaged in the tradition of happy hour, is it required to write Herbert West socks in the snow?
What? No.
That's not what it says.
Kid, you know Dr. West?
Oh, I know Dr. West. In fact, I don't just know Dr. West, I know things about Dr. West.
Your verbal cues imply a differentiation that is not reflected in your word choice.
What kind of things?
Things he doesn't want anyone to know. Things about his past. About what he's done.
About his socks.
That's not what it says. Okay, fine. I'll tell you. You ever heard of a place called Albuquerque? Albuquerque was a long way away. Only instead of a tower and tunnels like us, they had a bubble dome. It sounds crazy, I know, but it worked. Mostly. That is, until they let Herbert West help with it. I heard about it from this guy. Jason from Albuquerque. He came here looking for West. He got eaten by ants, though. And drowned. He drowned. Then he got eaten by ants. And the ants got caught in a cave. And the point is, don't go looking for him. Jason's not around anymore. Anyway. Albuquerque had the usual biodome problem. No rainfall. But they had it all worked out. balloons. There's a big history of ballooning in Albuquerque. They used to have an annual international balloon fiesta. Lots of balloons just laying around, especially hot air balloons. So they used them to get moisture collectors from the sky. And that brought water down into the city where it was needed through little tubes. And Jason told me that all worked fine until West had one of his brainstorms.
Tell us about this idea of yours, Dr. West.
Well, you'll see, Jason of Albuquerque, if we could get those balloons higher up into the strato something or other, they would be able to collect even more water.
Yes, that logic checks out. But Dr. West, your experiments have a reputation for causing untold harm and mayhem. Perhaps you should share the details of your plan with us before we consider going ahead with it.
I agree with my son, Jason of Albuquerque. He's such a smart young man.
Eleanor of Albuquerque was proud of her son.
Very proud.
Well, my dear heroic young man, the answer is, hydrofluorodinopoxitonic, gas. It's much better than helium. It's like super helium. It goes much higher.
But wait, Dr. West, isn't hydrofluorodinopoxitonic gas highly flammable?
My son Jason is an expert in hydrofluorodinopoxitonic gas. You should listen to him.
But did they listen to Jason? Of course not. No one ever listens to the voice of reason, do they?
Not if I, Dr. Herbert West, have anything to say about it.
So, despite Jason's wise counsel, backed by his supportive mother Eleanor's support, the city ignored Jason and listened to Wes.
Come and help me with this inflatifying mechanism. Snudge.
Sure thing, Dr. West. Right away, Dr. West. Delighted to be your spineless lackey, Dr. West.
Now, make sure all of the balloons are entirely filled with this highly combustible gas that we have no justifiable reason to play with.
You got it, Dr. West.
I certainly hope you know what you're doing here, Dr. West, but I doubt it.
I wish I had a mom as cool as yours, Jason of Albuquerque.
I'm sure you do, inconsequential person whose name is not relevant to me. I'm sure you do.
But I've already got the best son a mother could ever hope for. And would never want to waste my maternal talents on a squeaky-voiced lackey.
Aww.
Aw, indeed. And there was A-W-E awe in the eyes of all of the Albuquerques on the day of... No, wait, that can't be right. Albuquerqueans. Albuquerquerians. There was real awe in the eyes of the people of Albuquerque on the day Dr. West filled the sky with all of his hot, stinking gas. And, just like you can imagine...
Oh, the humanity!
Or my lack thereof!
Oh, no!
The balloons! They've cracked the top of the bubble! And so it came to pass that the Albuquerquish...
That can't be right.
I lived there. It is. The Albuquerquish now faced even more dire challenges. Not only was our system of gathering water destroyed, but the crack at the top of our transparent aluminum-constructed biodome caused toxic greenhouse gases to trickle in. The tumultuous outer weather would soon put tremendous pressure on the crack, further widening it until...
This is all your fault, West!
Come now, how was I to know the balloons would be playing a game of aerial bumper bowling up there? I am a scientist, not a responsibilist! You can't expect me to know what I'm doing.
The council decided to ban West from the bubble permanently.
Toss him out the hole in the bubble!
Yes, and may he get torn up on his way through the crack.
I'm such a helpless kiss-ass, I would never agree with you all. But I'm not feeling myself at the moment, so yeah, throw the mad baddie out!
Ladies and gentlemen of the Albuquerquish Council, I have a proposition. Give me 1 week to solve our new dilemma, after which, if you still find my presence in this city untenable... I will happily brave the elements, tossed out the bubble in any manner you desire. Do we have a deal?
I don't know.
It would probably be safer if we got rid of you now, but...
No, please don't. Don't give him any buts.
What could go wrong in 1 week?
He blew up your sky and your water in less than a day.
Everyone deserves a second chance.
They really don't, though.
1 week, West.
But in that week, The Albuquerqueans.
The Albuquerquish. Stay consistent.
Quite right. Although sometimes a good storyteller varies his language so as not to sound monotonous.
In that week, the Albuquerquish grew very thirsty. Their water supply was crippled, and the toxic gas dehydrated them at an increasingly rapid rate.
Water.
Please. Need. Water.
And guess who shows up to the next council meeting with a sloshy bucket of handy science water?
My dear Albuquerqueans, my beautiful bone-dry board of urban bureaucrats, do you not see the potential your foolish balloon debacle has granted?
No. We are literally shriveling up from lack of water.
And it's impossible to breathe without... without that.
Yes, well, that tiny little crack has opened up a giant window of opportunity. The higher we send our harvesters, the purer the air, the purer the clouds, the cleaner the water.
Need we remind you? You blew up our whole system of harvesting clouds.
Strap him to a rocket and aim it for the crack!
Yeah!
And let's hope it misses. It's an experiment, after all. You can't expect to get it right all the time.
Very well. Exorcise me from your withering little democracy. I'll leave you with a tiny parting gift. Good day.
Water. How? How did you...
I took the cloud harvesting mechanisms and tinkered with a little side project of mine, using anti-gravity.
Well, that's all well and good, but it doesn't solve the problem of the toxic gases leaking in.
And there's no way you can harvest enough water for the entire city through one little hole.
Oh, my dehydrated, small-minded friends. You're missing the ocean for a puddle. I don't propose we use my anti-gravity on the cloud harvesters alone. We need to lift the spirits of the entirety of Albuquerque. We will race to the heavens where there is cleaner air, cleaner clouds, cleaner water. Rise, Albuquerque. Rise.
At first, the Albuquerquish, it still doesn't sound right to me. They bitterly argued about West's plan, but the more they argued, the thirstier they became. And before long...
Okay, fine, whatever, let's go.
The plan is simple. We will trigger a series of explosions that will create an anti-gravity after effect, pushing the bubble into the sky. I will stay on the ground and control the anti-gravity apparatus.
See you up there, Dr. West. Unless I don't survive this.
Everyone is gathered in the center of the city, far from the explosives.
We're all counting on you.
Of course! Speaking of counting, ready to detonate, Snudge?
Are you sure you've done all the necessary calculations and...
I said ready to detonate.
Ready!
On my mark. 3, 2, 1, go. It's working! Look at it go! As if I am Atlas himself!
And it did work. It... never stopped working. Once Albuquerque reached its intended altitude, West activated the stabilizer.
That should do it. Come in, Snudge. Can you read me, Snudge?
Dr. West, I think I'm falling to my death. All of us are, actually.
Oh, dear. Where's my observerscope? Hard to see through all the toxicity, but... ah, yes, there it is. Stable as stable can be. Just a, slight modification.
What modification?
It's upside down! Ah! I see what happened. I incorrectly accounted for volume of atmosphere in the anti-gravity control mechanism. There's simply too much sky. Ah, well, next time will be an improvement.
Next time?
Of course. There are other fair cities out there. Plenty of mouths to water and spirits to lift.
And Dr. West set off. Literally. Leaving the Albuquerqueans hanging. The upside-down city's rotational axis slowly lost stability. The city eventually flipped like a dime and flung off... flinged? Flung. In the direction of its creator. West. West went east, so it didn't go that way. It went the way his name sounds. It went... West is what I'm trying to say. Eventually, Albuquerque crashed into the Pacific and sank to the bottom, and west. West went east until he landed in dear old Heartlife. That's what happened, according to Jason, who had a parachute. Anyway, he survived and he got here, but he's dead now. So just take my word for it. That is what happened.
Tales from Albuquerque will continue. This episode was written by Alexander Danner and Jeff Van Driesen, with sound design by Jordan Fair and featuring Clayton Fates, Ryan Sheely, Abby Dowd, Tara Sheely, Frank Jadine, Mark Soloff, and Kat Evans.